You're listening to Potential Cast Season 4, Episode 11, Doomed. As Buffy and Riley struggle to come to terms with each other's secret identity, a viral demon begins gathering objects for a ritual that will reopen the Hellmouth.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And guest Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
So, Jim, you are watching along for the first time.
Mm-hmm. I was actually behind a little bit. I had to catch up.
Oh, okay. So, what do you think? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little bit behind on Redemption Cast, but that's all right.
That's all right.
I'll be okay.
You'll catch up.
I'll get it.
So, Steph, you have to be careful.
Nah, that's all right.
Not to reveal anything.
Oh yeah.
No one's right here to keep you in check.
Uh-oh.
Right, yeah, no Robin. No Robin.
You can gang up on her, guys. You can get her to reveal things.
Yeah, you could use your wits to. You can outwit me.
We'll start off with a question. So, does this mean? They keep showing somebody in the credits. Does that mean they're going to come back?
Speaking of credits.
Yes, speaking of credits. What kind of name is Blukas?
Marcus Blukas.
I have no idea.
Oh my god.
So, does this mean he's here now for the rest of the season?
Here to stay.
And beyond?
Wow.
He's here to stay.
I'm extraordinarily disappointed.
Hey, I didn't mind Riley in this episode because he totally stood up to Buffy and called her on her BS. And I was like, way to go, Riley.
But it's not BS. He doesn't even know what a Slayer is.
She was getting mad at him for lying to her when she clearly did the same thing to him.
No, I think she was getting mad at him for not
telling the truth.
No, I don't think. I don't think that was it at all. I think what bothered her was his insistence that, oh, it's not that big a deal. When she was talking about how she's the Slayer and it's, you know, this kind of destiny thing. It's not about a job, and he was, I think, patronizing her quite a bit. I think she was right to be upset. Which is why I was so disappointed with how the episode ended. Well, not the actual end. I thought the end was the best end ever to an episode. But the scene before that end with her and Riley, I thought was just, ugh, really? Man, it seems like this episode was written by three different people. Which it was.
It was.
Did you guys notice the writing credit had three people's names?
Yeah.
That's usually bad news.
Well, what they did was, and I bet it was because they were in a time crunch because of Hush, that they divided it up into three parts, and David Fury, Marty Noxon, and Jane Espenson each wrote a third.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, I think it's somebody in the feedback on the Facebook group, I think, says that you can tell, you know, that it's Jane writes the funny, David writes the action, and Marty writes the... Shit. What?
Marty writes
the romance.
I love it when you swear.
A unicorn.
Ever since Tim Minear flirted with Steph, she's
totally
been a
like
major potty mouth. She's writing shit in emails. She's saying shit. Holy
shit.
What we say we get into some feedback.
Right. Yes.
We have no emails or voicemails for this episode. I wonder if that's telling. All right, Facebook comments.
All right.
There are also none.
No, we have quite a few. Bob DeGrand says, while there are downsides to this episode, there is an awful lot of Riley. The good moments to me are all Spike. From his comical suicide attempt and Hawaiian shirt to his American accent. Oh my God. That American accent was by far the most awesome thing I have ever heard on this show. It was
loved
great.
It.
Bob continues to his American accent attempt to fool Riley to his absolutely magnificent speech to Xander and Willow at the end after he realizes that he can kill demons. And as usual, it has the Buffy staple of Giles being knocked unconscious. Drink! Carol Swift says what Bob said. Rick says what Carol said about what Bob said. Danny says what Rick said about what Carol said about what Bob said. Robin Burge says, what about Bob? Christine Stefanski writes, are we supposed to believe that in addition to her Slayer powers, Buffy is so aerodynamic that she falls at a faster rate than the demon who had a good 150 pounds on her and jumped 30 to 45 seconds before she did? I know, S.O.D. Aside from the ridiculousness of that entire scene, including the utility belt that Riley stole from Batman, I enjoy this episode. Spike, as usual, steals the show. Rachel Horn says, obviously the demon got snagged on a rocky crag and he had a parachute hidden in his clothes that Buffy snipped off before she caught him. Also, Percy! I don't know about Percy. Percy was a jerk.
Yeah.
Bruce says, or he just reached the bottom. Oh, Bruce, pragmatic Bruce. Rachel replies. Katrin says, I feel the need to add some Riley love. I really like Riley in this episode. It's clear that he really likes Buffy and is willing to fight. Silence! There will be no Riley love on this show.
I just liked it. So yes, there is Riley love.
Oh, fine.
I like
It's clear that he really likes Buffy and is willing to fight to be with her. I'm a fan of Riley despite the fandom-wide hatred of him. I think he's a good guy, and he's good for Buffy at this point in her life. I can see that. Anyone else want to read, or are we good with the Illyrio Fest?
All right, I'll read some.
Okay, good. I'm a Tammy Anderson.
Tammy Anderson, what's this? Sitting around watching the telly while there's Buffy episodes still to watch? That's not very industrious of you. I say we go out there and kick a little podcasting ass. Wait, can't go out without your skags, is that it? Gax. Okay, can't go out with your gags. I messed it up. I'm sorry, Tammy Anderson. It was awesome. Two chicken, let's find them. They're all at the They're all the potentials. They are the potentials, after all. Come on, 90s fashion. Grr, nasty. Let's annihilate it for justice and for safety of poutine and Christmas, right? Let's watch that show. Let's justify something.
Nice. I agree with Lynette, who says, cracking me up, Tammy. Ooh, Missy writes something.
Oh. Doomed feedback. Spike, this is his episode. He goes from attempted vamp suicide, if anyone was wondering what that looked like, to stealing Xander's clothes, to the sheer pleasure of rocking Xander and Will's where they fit in the gang, feeling he manages to become Xander's Texan cousin for about 40 seconds. And the moment he realized he can still kill demons is one of my favorite things from this episode and the series as a whole. Other than the spike of it, this episode is fairly dull. The awakening of the Hellmouth could have been done better and actually was. It's called the Zeppo. Ina says, this episode has a lot of problems, but as usual, Spike saves the day. And this time dressed in a Halloween Halloween Hawaiian shirt. His monologue at the end is pure gold, and I love the look on Willow and Xander's faces. Onto the bad. The back and forth between Buffy and Riley gets old pretty fast, and the end of the world demon plot was really weak, and Buffy's dive down the Hellmouth. Come on. That's just ridiculous. But at least we get to see the old high school all blown up, and Spike finds out he can fight demons. What do you think, Gex? Will he join the good side now?
Yes. That's what I've been saying. This is the whole setup. He's going to be a Scooby. He's going to be a good guy. He's going to fight for the side of the good and the puppies and Christmas.
I think
and all
he
that.
Just likes fighting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Only way who it is.
Yeah, the only way he can.
He likes it so much that he's going to help them. We've been saying that since, what, season two?
Just such a fan favorite that they, you know, we had to get him in there somehow. Christopher Dunning. Because I had asked if this was where they divided up into three because they must have been running low on time. Christopher Dunning says, yes. I think I remember hearing that too, Steph. And this may explain why Buffy and Riley had the same conversation three times. The one about whether or not they should be a couple or not. Maybe each of the writers wrote a different version of the Riley-Buffy conversation, and then they just used all three in the episode instead of picking one. It was a weak plot, but had some good moments, as others have mentioned. I like the scene where Spike told Xander and Willow that they were useless. I don't understand what changed Buffy's mind about dating Riley, but it was because he had the cable thing on his belt. and the demon back out of the Hellmouth.
Mm-hmm. Artie agrees. Rachel Hughes. Rachel confirms Stephanie's thought that it is, in fact, the fact that it was written in three parts. And it's not the first or last time that the Mutant Enemy produced an episode with different writers under a time crunch, but it's the most fractured and weakest example to me. Maybe it's because the writers have such distinct voices, or they didn't have too much to smooth it out. But you can tell who wrote what. Marty wrote the relationship stuff, Jane brought in the funny, and Fury did the action. I don't recall who directed it. It's really sloppy. Example, you can clearly see Spike sitting there in vamp face before he's even attacked. And why is he suddenly wearing jeans? Sing song. S-O-D. Sing song. I get what they were trying to do. The Scoobies feel doomed that they will remain their high school selves forever. Loser, nerd, tragic romance sufferer. So they face their fears by literally returning to high school and find that it's not so scary after all. I like this episode much better when it was called Fear Itself. Spike steals the episode, but not enough for me to rewatch it. And we get another massive turning point for his character. I still want the missing scene where Spike convinces Giles to lend him a pair of jeans.
Kate Stracker says it's a good enough episode on its own, but hard to follow for Hush. Best parts include Spike acting like a friend of Xander's and Spike realizing he can hurt demons so his life is meaningful again. The demon part in the end, though, requires a bit of S.O.D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. And also, the Forrest quote about Slayer is hilarious. Douche.
Yeah. I like this episode a lot. Mostly really because of Spike.
Yeah, I liked it too.
All the Spike moments were awesome.
I feel like it was just a kind of like in Zeppo, where there was this generic apocalypse, impending apocalypse. There was this like generic impending apocalypse here, but it worked better. Like somebody said, it worked better in the Zeppo.
So the reveal of Spike in Xander's Hawaiian shirt. Who else thought that was hilarious?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
He's so pathetic.
And when he tried to stake himself, I was like, vampire suicide, that's something I've not seen before.
That was hilarious. That was awesome. that truly, truly was hilarious, I have to say.
But I am glad that he has now found out that he still can fight and has some sort of purpose again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so self-loathing.
He's his spring in his, there's a new spring in his step. And he's, it's nice to see him back. I missed him.
Love and laugh again.
Aw, yeah.
Or death. Love and death again.
But I didn't like the part where it was so on the nose when they went literally back to the halls of Sunnydale High to get over their demons. But hey, SOD, right?
Yeah. Now, how long has it been since graduation? Because the fact that the school is still up and hasn't been demolished,
I know,
doesn't make any sense to me.
And they're, where did all the other kids go to high school now?
No. I didn't see a trailer in the back.
I think they divided them up to nearby high schools.
Probably.
But that would be the first place I would go if I was a teenager trying to cause trouble. You go to the burnt out school that's haunted.
It's on the hill mouth, yeah.
I love that they find a piece of charred mare.
The mare.
That was awesome.
And in this episode, did you guys get the reminder that Faith is still in the realm of things?
Didn't mention her name, but there was a reference.
There was a reference to Faith. I'm sure Faith's coming back.
Boo.
Oh, I rolled my eyes.
Yo, it's gonna be so good, I promise. I promise you love it.
Spoiling this already. Holy crap, Steph, you're the worst.
You're not idiots.
You're not
idiots. This is true.
Wait, we are not you. Idiots.
So, Jim, have but you been waiting Jim? For Faith to come back? Do you like Faith?
Yeah. I don't mind her, and yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I don't mind her. Wow.
What do you think about Riley?
He's okay. I mean, you know, he was better in this episode, you know.
Yeah, but he was a bit of a patronizing jerk. I'll say that again, you know? Patronizing jerk.
Buffy's the jerk.
Why?
Buffy. Well, they don't know enough about each other, really, to know right. that. We know all that stuff, so, you know, it's easier
I
for us to judge.
It's not fair that she's okay with yelling at him and putting him down when he just says the same argument back to her and he's the jerk? Come on.
And then she's all offended like he's never heard of it. Like, well, you know. Yeah. And it's like, well it's
they're
not
dealing with demons and they're these and they don't do any research. And she's apparently you know, the Easter Bunny.
I'm yeah, the chosen one.
Hello.
Hello.
Whatever. I liked Riley for sticking up to her because at the end of the day, aren't they just the same person?
No.
Leader of good versus evil.
No. No, he represents.
Sure, he doesn't have supernatural powers. No.
He represents the military industrial complex while she represents paganism.
I'm sorry we all didn't go to university.
But... hey now.
She represents what now?
Paganism. The
Say
whole
that again.
Paganism.
Paganism.
Yeah, okay. And the whole stuff.
and stuff.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. She's a mystical warrior. Right? A supernatural being, really.
She just put the crap out of me in this episode. That's all I have to say.
She what the crap out of you?
She annoyed.
Well, that's Sarah Michelle Gellar. She does that
but
to
it's
everyone.
More than
I can't believe
you,
I'm defending
anyway.
Her.
Yeah.
That's how big a jerk Riley right was now. Being. That's how big
if
a jerk Riley was.
I expected to be on my side, it was you, Illyrio.
I know. I'm like, yeah, Kim. And it's like bizarro potential cast right now. What is going on? Steph's spoiling us. Kimberly and I are agreeing again. Illyrio is sticking up for Sarah Michelle Gellar. What the hell?
Oh my god. Worse.
No, you know what the worst was? The doctor trying to get that hypodermic needle.
Could you be less qualified?
Wait, like, what?
Really?
Oh, the guy was supposed to shoot up with the tranquilizer. It was worse than
where's that hypo?
Give him the.
It's a man.
Hold on, I don't remember that part. Where?
Riley and Forrest are walking through the complex, and a demon is being escorted by two lab coats. And the demon breaks free, and Forrest tries to wrestle the demon. The demon has him in a chokehold or a half Nelson of sorts. And the doctor is trying to grab the tranquilizer in a hypodermic needle and is bumbling away at it. And so Riley has to grab the baton and go all LAPD on the demon.
Mm. But no, that's not the worst. The worst is the bad ADR with Giles and Buffy in the scene, like the second scene.
Yeah, not very good.
Terrible. But I'm sure they were, you know, short on time.
Poor Willow. At that party. All alone, with no friends, all out of place. Oh, I've been there.
Boyfriend.
Someone had to knock her down a peg, right? Percy.
I kept expecting her lesbian friend to show up. Her friend that I'm assuming is a lesbian. And I thought that we would see more of that, and that did not happen. I was very disappointed.
What I think I figured out why we assume she's a lesbian, because she's in Wiccan group.
Yeah. And pray tell, who was in your Wiccan group when you went to university?
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Everyone at the Wiccan group at my university wore Birkenstocks.
And smelled of patchouli.
Patchouli.
College. And listened to fish.
Sorry, Kim, we can't hear you. Where are you?
I said it was college. Everyone experimented, right?
Uh-huh. With footwear. and
the
deodorant.
The best is when you wear fleece socks with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the worst.
Fleece socks.
Well, I didn't hate this episode, but I must admit that Spike did save it. And I'm not a Spike fan, but he totally saved this episode.
Yeah, shrunk his clothes.
When he tried to whack Xander with the wrench. And when he called out Xander and Willow as groupies. I think he kind of got a little smirk with that because he can't hurt them physically, but he can with his words. I think he's like, gotcha.
Yeah.
So I really like that. And, that stuff at the end. Come on.
Yeah. At the very end.
Mm-hmm. He totally, totally saved this episode. From the nonsense that is Buffy. The show that is written about.
So, Jim, you're saying you don't mind Riley?
Yeah. Didn't mind. Yeah. See where it goes.
Who's been your favorite character so far?
Oh, in the entire series?
Yeah, for Buffy.
I don't know. For me, I don't know. Spike seems to be, you know, pretty high up there. All the snarky remarks and stuff like that.
And of Illyrio, Gabby, and myself, who's your favorite potential?
Oh my god. Turf war.
Well, you have to say Kim, because you've known her the longest from Lost Initiative. Oh, what, were you more of an Amy person?
No one was an Amy person.
Pardon?
What? Nothing. Mm-hmm. What? Huh? Oh, no man. Spoilers.
Riley's attempt to say he was passing by or playing paintball was pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I especially enjoyed Willow and Xander kind of, oh, so you're one of the G.I. Joe guys. Pretty awesome. And I thought for sure he was going to be... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry.
I thought for sure he was
going to... I wonder if the Scooby...
There you go. No,
you go. You go.
I thought for sure he was going to recognize Spike. And I was disappointed he didn't.
Sort of did.
Nah.
Maybe if he was wearing his usual getup, not his Hawaiian shirt and khakis.
You know what would have really thrown Riley off? If he was wearing glasses, because we all know we really, really don't recognize someone as if they're not wearing glasses or wearing them. What?
So I wonder now if Riley's going to bring Buffy and the Scoobies down into their little government lair and show them what's going on.
I'm worried that if he tells Walsh about Buffy, they're going to keep Buffy there as a thing. Yeah, to study and to dissect and to figure out.
Well, maybe they're going to call on her when they can't, when they actually, their backs are up against the wall and they have nothing else that they can do. They'd be like, to the Slayer! And then...
Oh, they'll put up like a silhouette of a girl holding a spike up in the sky?
Yeah.
Or a stake, rather.
And then Forrest will be like, I thought you were the Easter Bunny! There is a Santa Claus, or something like that, you know? We'll see. Anything else? More points of revelation?
Giles was really badly beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was pretty rough looking.
I thought the stunts for him were pretty cool.
Yeah.
When he was thrown over.
And I was very surprised to see those guys in his house already. I was shocked. I was actually, it was a jump moment.
Mm-hmm.
So did you think that the demons were the sacrifices?
No, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Me too.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it's always usually some innocent, defenseless human. And the guy getting cut up at the beginning was pretty... Yeesh.
Yeah, all those drinks spoiled.
I wonder if the paramedics or the EMTs like discuss and be like, hey, isn't that Buffy girl again? Every time that we have to pick up a dead body?
Yeah. I mean, I would totally question her.
I wonder if that was Oz's room.
Interesting. Yeah, because she did just kind of go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even thought of that. So what's his name? The guy that, yeah, Percy. What a jerk. Mm-hmm. And that girlfriend of his was a total biatch. Look, I didn't have you come over here so you could talk to some girl. Really?
It was, again, another gigantic swing to the head, guys. Hey, remember Percy from high school?
Yeah. Remember how Willow was in high school? Yeah.
What? We're going to go back to UC to Sunnydale High? Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just ugh.
Which sucks because they've all changed so much since then.
I guess, although it's only been a few months.
I totally changed after my first couple of months of university. When I went there, I literally had no friends until after Christmas. I was so shy. I felt like a fish out of water. And I was like, in my classes, I was so far behind because like I was just so nervous because everybody else was either as smart as I was or smarter. And I was like, I can't deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
And you had to really grow up those first
Yeah, when I got my first midterm back, culture shock.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't just study the night before? This is bullshit!
Exactly. It's a rude awakening.
Ugh. Study? How do I study? Don't know how to do that.
Huh.
So let's see. What have we not covered?
Giles had the word of Valios.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I picked it up at some auction.
Some fair. I thought it was a book as well.
I thought it was a word.
Chant.
An actual word. Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, this episode was meh.
Really?
It was okay, but it wasn't horrible.
Hmm. Well, I loved all the Spike moments, very much so.
Me too.
including some quotes I won't mention now, but oh my god, Spike. Spike and Xander are a very good comedy duo.
Oh, Xander.
They just had, over the weekend, they had the top 20, as voted on by the fans in England, the top 20 episodes, where they did a show where, like, Anthony Stewart had introduced all the episodes. This episode was not one of them.
Yeah, I mean, worried there for a moment.
No. It wasn't the greatest episode ever, but it was... It wildly entertaining to me. I didn't think it sucked. There's been terrible episodes. Good God.
Yeah, this was fine.
It was fun.
Yeah.
There's just not much to say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt so underwhelmed by it. But it's not.
It was funny.
It was funny.
I laughed out loud quite a few times, but...
When is Amy going to be a human again? I feel so bad for her.
Poor thing.
Poor rat. She was probably screaming because she didn't want to listen to Buffy and Riley argue anymore.
Probably.
But... And then the earthquake happened. I didn't clue into the last earthquake. Buffy died.
Yeah, that was... Mm-hmm.
I was like, why is she freaking out so much?
That was the finale of season one, which was called, Steph, help me.
Prophecy Girl.
Prophecy Girl.
That was number...
12.
19.
What? Out of 20?
Yes.
Oh, really? Cool.
What? Mm-hmm.
Of the top 20 episodes.
Oh, the top 20. Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that was what the earthquake... is what made Buffy feel like she was in high school again. Mm. And also the conversation she's having with Riley. She feels like she's in high school again. The interaction with Percy is what makes Willow feels like... makes her revert to how she was in high school. But what about Xander?
Because he's the only one that hasn't moved on from high school.
Mm-hmm. I guess...
He's still at home.
Yeah, I guess doesn't Spock make jabs about
him? True. Yeah. Where he's at?
Do what?
Yeah, where he's at. He hasn't moved on.
So if I wonder if he's going to enroll for late acceptance to UC.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting bored of the townie Xander.
Yeah. I liked him as a bartender. Why is he delivering pizza now?
Well, as Spike said, he's keeping America, you know what?
Contributing to America's constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a vegetable, people.
Yes. Good suggestion. I'm out of points.
Me too.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Jim, do you have any points?
No, I think covered them all.
Ooh, hey.
we're way underwhelmed.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. I really like the episode, but I don't have much to say about it because there was so much Buffy and Riley. and I just don't have anything to say about them.
Maybe we're underwhelmed by it because, like the episode suggests, we've all seen it before.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And we're just reliving it. And we're like, oh, okay. But it was still funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's rate it. Jim, would you like to go first?
I don't know. Except for Illyrio, maybe. I don't know. I give it 8 out of 10 Mayor Extra Crispy.
Nice.
Well, I take off 1 point for the bad ADR and the bad and the kind of the generic apocalypse, and I give it 8 out of 10 aftershock parties.
I want my apocalypse to be original.
Yeah, give me an original apocalypse.
Well, I take points away for her diving in to the Hellmouth and bringing that demon out. That's so ridiculous. I'd give this maybe a 6 out of 10. A 6 out of 10, what should I say? Poor 6 out of 10, poor rat Amy's.
Aww.
I just want her to be a real girl again.
That would be nice.
Wow. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed the episode while I was watching it.
But now that we're talking about it?
And I laughed quite a bit, but the more it was we were talking about it, I was kind of like, meh. So I'm gonna give it 6 out of 10 Hawaiian shirts.
Nice. I totally agree. I felt it was better after watching it, but discussing it, not so much.
I'm going to give this episode a 7 out of 10 short pants. I thought it was funny enough to make me like it a lot more than I would have. Although, if I have to hear or see Riley and Buffy again, ugh. Anyway, that's what we thought. You can let us know what you thought. Clearly you didn't think much of it, since we got no emails or voicemails about this episode. So, you can call us, 27040-BUFFY. You can send us an email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
That's right. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PotentialCast. You can go to PotentialCast.com and visit where we release the show notes, and you can download directly or subscribe in iTunes. But where the fun is truly had is the PotentialCast Facebook group, where we talk about all things Buffy in a non-spoilery way. And that's facebook.com/groups/PotentialCast.
Yay.
Yeah, so I think
I wonder if that's why Jim got this episode, because if none of the people who are watching before, they had nothing to say about it.
Sorry, Jim, say that again?
It was just a random pick. Doomed. I said, "Oh,
yeah." I was gonna look for a soundboard to have the doors from the video game Doom randomly opening and closing, but I couldn't find one. Very disappointing.
So there's Jim, Kelly, Joe. Who else is watching Moira. It for the first time?
Moira's Moira. Watching it for the first time, and Christine is. She's almost caught up to us, Christine, which is very good.
Well, that's good.
She's at Fear Itself. Which is much better than this episode.
She was slightly ahead of us for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, and then she saw there was other stuff on Netflix. And so she mainlined Drop Dead Diva and Life Unexpected and Californication.
Ooh, yeah.
And so, yeah. We're now at her watching some Angel. Some Buffy and Not Yet Angel. I'm not really pushing her to watch Angel, I must say.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Just like it's this.
It's finding its feet.
I know it's finding its feet, even though the characters have been around for 3 years. Let's do quotes. I'll go first.
That's right. I'm back and I'm a bloody animal. I'm sorry, I had to get it. Everybody else got it.
You do it. Awesome. I say we go out there and kick some little demon ass. What? Can't go without your Buffy? Is that it? Two chicken? Let's find her. She is the chosen one, after all. Come on, vampires. Oh, nasty. Let's annihilate them for justice and for the safety of puppies and Christmas, right? Let's fight that evil. Let's kill something. Oh, come on.
There was so much blood, and then there was this symbol. And Percy called me a nerd.
I'm the Slayer, chosen one, she who hangs out in a lot of cemeteries. You're kidding me. Ask around. Look it up. Slayer, the.
Yeah, now that you say it that way, it was pretty bitchy.
That's how I hear her.
This is my favorite Giles quote in a very long time. Oh, as usual, dear.
Oh, yeah. No. Spike. Or Spike. What? I was helping.
What about the best quote of the entire episode? No, no, sir. Just a pal of Xander's here.
This was also funny. It's the end of the world again.
Is that it, guys?
Yeah, unless you want to talk about Riley and Buffy being fry cooks.
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
Wouldn't they make the cutest wedding cake topper?
Yeah, they actually would.
If they were bloody.
Oh.
You have to admit, Riley is better in this episode.
It's all right.
Because he's got a bit of a backbone.
I always like him always.
He's not vanilla. He's not vanilla manja cake anymore. He's just... He's got some flavor now.
Is he like Tartufone now?
Wait a minute, does he have flavor now or does he have flavor? That's a big difference.
Excuse me. Damn cold.
Flavor.
Okay.
Yeah, the flavor level.
The flavor?
No flavor.
What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Oh, next time is a good one. It's one of my favorites. A new
spoiler
man.
Spoiler alert.
Got your expectations high.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If Steph said it's one of her favorites, then I wonder who's in it.
Probably Am Faith.
No. Don't worry.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Enjoyed it.
Jim, we'll have to have you back soon.
Yes, we're going to have you back soon.
For a good episode.
Yeah. Are you on any podcasts, or are you just on Instagram posting pictures of food and cats?
Yeah, it's pretty much food and cats.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate it. And, well, that's it from us, I think. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Yeah, well, I'll be
My sins are blurred, nothing holds stuff left behind it. Down to the my mind commits, tearing at my sanity. Vessels in my brain carry death into my mouth. Coming down with me forever, share sanity.
Sorry, you were saying
Slayer, I presume.
That is Slayer, yes.
Amazing.